Mitral stenosis. This murmur is by far the most difficult murmur to correctly identify. The diastolic murmur is low-pitched and rumbling in character. The low pitch requires the clinician to use the bell of the stethoscope applied lightly to the cardiac apex with the patient in the left lateral position. Listen to a patient with mitral stenosis. I will start with 3 normal beats and then add the murmur. This diastolic murmur is often accompanied by a high-pitched sound, namely an opening snap, which can serve as a useful clue to the presence of mitral stenosis. This opening snap is secondary to the thickened mitral valve and occurs at the apex very soon after the second heart sound. I will begin with 3 normal beats and then add the opening snap. The presence of an opening snap should alert the clinician to conduct a careful search using the bell of the stethoscope at the cardiac apex with the patient in the left lateral position. Only in this way will the low-pitched, rumbling murmur of mitral stenosis be heard. I will start with 3 normal beats and then add an opening snap and finally the murmur of mitral stenosis. The murmur of mitral stenosis becomes louder when the patient performs even mild exercise, such as a few sit-ups. The increased heart rate and increased cardiac output makes it easier to appreciate this murmur. Listen to a patient with mitral stenosis. To recap, the murmur of mitral stenosis is a diastolic, low-pitched, rumbling murmur heard best with the bell of the stethoscope at the cardiac apex. The presence of an opening snap can be a useful clue to search for the murmur of mitral stenosis. Listen once again to a patient with typical mitral stenosis. At heart rates above 90 beats per minute, systole and diastole become equal in duration, and it can be easy to mistake a diastolic murmur for one occurring in systole. One way to avoid this confusion is to palpate the carotid artery to establish the onset of systole. And now back to the murmur of mitral stenosis. This murmur is by far the most difficult murmur to correctly identify. The diastolic murmur is low-pitched and rumbling in character. The low pitch requires the clinician to use the bell of the stethoscope applied lightly to the cardiac apex with the patient in the left lateral position. Listen to a patient with mitral stenosis. I will start with 3 normal beats and then add the murmur. This diastolic murmur is often accompanied by a high-pitched sound, namely an opening snap, which can serve as a useful clue to the presence of mitral stenosis. This opening snap is secondary to the thickened mitral valve and occurs at the apex very soon after the second heart sound. I will begin with 3 normal beats and then add the opening snap. The presence of an opening snap should alert the clinician to conduct a careful search using the bell of the stethoscope at the cardiac apex with the patient in the left lateral position. Only in this way will the low-pitched, rumbling murmur of mitral stenosis be heard. I will start with 3 normal beats, and then add an opening snap, and finally the murmur of mitral stenosis. The murmur of mitral stenosis becomes louder when the patient performs even mild exercise, such as a few sit-ups. The increased heart rate and increased cardiac output makes it easier to appreciate this murmur. Listen to a patient with mitral stenosis. In summary, the murmur of mitral stenosis is a diastolic, low-pitched, rumbling murmur heard best with the bell of the stethoscope at the cardiac apex. The presence of an opening snap can be a useful clue to search for the murmur of mitral stenosis. Listen once again to a patient with typical mitral stenosis.